Second Chronicles chapter 16. Although Asa was just like all of us, not perfect yet, even with the comments in this chapter about his trust in man instead of God, he still receives God's approval. It would have been better for the king's public relations department if his biography had ended in chapter 15. Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord of his life. There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign. However, in this chapter, a few of its failures are mentioned. In the face of the attack of the king of the north, Asa sought help from man instead of seeking God first. The same thing happened in his illness because he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. Overall, the Bible is positive about the role of physicians in medical care. However, it is never right to seek the physicians instead of the Lord. One may rather trust the Lord, when appropriate, see his hand move through a physician. Still, Asa goes down in history as a good king in Judah and is buried with honors. Without justifying sin or hiding her imperfections, this chapter and this character reveal God's grace and mercy toward each one of us, such imperfect beings. Thank you, Lord, that despite my many faults, your love and grace surrounds me, sustains me, and gives access to your holy presence.